Rabbi Sam, I'm sorry about that. Now do you hear me? Yeah? Okay. Okay. So, anything that is human food, we're in Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis, anything that's human food or animal food or dye has Kedusha Shvi'is, right? And we spent a lot of time discussing what the criteria are. But we added another point to the previous Mishnah, and basically the Mishnah now is just coming to provide the flip side for that. We also said that if it ain't on Miskayim Ba'aretz, meaning if at some point it finishes from the ground, then it also has a din biur. Right? Because we said the din biur is that once this particular product is now no longer available in the field, you have to get rid of it. Exactly what that means, as we discussed, we'll see later.
The things have already fallen off the tree and are starting to rot.
That's right. That's right. So the Mishnah here is basically going to say that there's also such a thing that has Kedusha Shvi'is, but it has no din biur because it never gets used up. It stays in the ground until you already have the next crop coming in. It would never reach a point where it isn't available. So let's see. Void klalachem, we're Mishnah Beis. Void klalachem. Said another klal. Kol shumeichel adam, umachel behema. Anything that is either human food or animal food, or miminat soyvin, or it's a plant that you make into a dye. Umiskayim baretz, but it lasts in the ground. It doesn't get used up. So yesh loy shviz, so it has kedusha shviz, ule damav shviz, also dmei shviz. If you sell it, it's exchange, it's kedusha shviz, right? Ein loy biur, but it has no din biur, right? Because it never gets used up. Ve loy le damav biur, also if you exchanged it for money, the money never has a din biur. The money will have a din kedusha shviz, just like the product itself, but there's no din biur. We're in Mishnah Beis. It's the Yerushalmi, but you can actually have. Okay. Eizeze, what are examples of items that have Kedusha Shvi'is because they're human food, animal food, dyes, but there's no din biur because they last in the ground. You never reach a point where they get used up. So, ikar haluf hashoita. We talked about that wild loof. It's a kind of leek last week, right? So, the stalks, the leaves, is what we talked about last week. That is something that ends up getting used up. It's not available in the field anymore. And then there's a din biur. But the root, which is also edible, always lasts in the ground. Apparently, the reality is that at no point in the season does it get used up. And therefore, there's no din biur. Ve'ika hadandena, we said last week also, dandena is mint leaves. So the leaves get used up and they have a din biur. The root, which is also edible, doesn't get used up, and therefore it has kedusha shvi'is, but no biur. Ha'al kabalim, the Mishnayim identify that as something that grows around the base of palm trees, some sort of vine or ivy that grows around the base of palm trees and would stop climbing up it. Okay. V'achalbatzim. Again, we're giving examples. These are examples of food, right? We're giving examples of food that are eaten b'shas hadchak, right? That's why that was in the theme is here. V'achalbatzim is the root of, remember last week, it's what we talked about, the Netz Hechala, the Star of Bethlehem, whatever that is, some sort of flower that is edible, bedoichak. This is the root of that flower. Veha Kubria. Kubria, in other years, so it says Bukhria. Rishonim, none of the Rishonim said that they don't know what that is. So, look, the Rambam says he doesn't know what that is. So, I'm not overly concerned about identifying it. So it's a number of the Rishonim say that, but it's still, you know, I looked up to see what do the Chaykrim say about it. What is this? So some identify it as a plant called Buchria, called Baccharis, which makes sense. And Mamish stems nicely with the Buchria, B-A-C-H-A-R-I-R-R-I-S, Baccharis. But others say that it's a New World plant, and therefore it can't be what the Mishnah was talking about. Jastrow suggests that it's either spikenard or hazelwort. That helps anybody anything? The word Buchria might mean one to you. What's that?
If you hear anybody who hasn't heard,
he's growing hazelwort. Yeah, right. Okay, we mean atzoivim. What are examples of such dyes that they last in the ground, they don't get used up? Pua, that's something called matter with two D's, if that means anything to you. Want me to get a little more specific? I can. Actually, I can't because my computer is slow. But matter, M-A-D-D-E-R, that's what Pua is. Actually, I can. Yeah. Pua is matter. It's a Eurasian herb having small yellow flowers and red roots, formerly an important source of the dye alizarin. Okay, that helps anybody. And harachba. Rachba, we see in other places, it's an onion-like sort of plant. We're in Mishnah Beis, Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis. I'll recap in a minute. Okay. Rachba is an onion-like kind of plant that also is used as a dye. In modern Hebrew, rachba is nignanet, if that's how you pronounce it, which is also called sweet reseda. None of these words mean any more to me than rachba, but okay, but that's what it is. All of these are cases of items that have tusha shvis, but they don't have a din biur because these are all items that list in the ground. That's all we were mechadish here in the Mishnah. There are also things that have tusha shvis, but there's no din biur because they list in the ground. So yesh lahem shvis, v'ledmeim shvis, all these things have tusha shvis. They have the din of dmei shvis. If you sell them, right, the money then becomes whatever you exchange them for, gets kedusha shvis. Ein lahem biur v'lo ledmeim biur. But they have no din biur. Rabbi Meir says, demehem misba'arim ad reish hashan. Oh, the item itself has no din biur because it never gets used up. But if you switched it for money, then there is a din biur. The money has a din biur. You have to be mevara the money by Rosh Hashanah. So Amru Lai. So the Chachamim said to him, Lahem ein biur. The item itself has no biur. Kavachem ledmeim. Why would the exchange have a din biur? Why would the exchange be more chamor than the item itself? Seems like a very straightforward taina, but we'll see that it's not so simple. So really there are two points. So again, the straight point to the Mishnah was simple enough. It was a repetition of the previous Mishnah, just saying that if you have items that are fit for human food, animal food dies, but they don't get used up, so they have tusha shvis, but they have no din biur. That was simple enough, right? Really adding a simple point to the previous Mishnah, which it could have been a diag for the previous Mishnah. But now we're adding another thing. The Rameh says that even items that have no biur, their money, the damim, do have a din biur. More chamor than the item itself. When is the biur? The biur is Rosh Hashanah. Why Rosh Hashanah? That's also a little arbitrary because usually the biur is whenever the item gets used up. Everything is specific to the item. Where does Rosh Hashanah come in? Okay, so let's leave that open meanwhile. So what I want to do here is, Rameir has a very profound answer to the time of the Chachamim. And what I want to do actually is to go through a sugi in Yerushalmi now. If for the purpose of, I think this is a model sugi to use in terms of getting our feet, but with Yerushalmi, where it provides Rav Meir's answer, goes into some more of the halachas, and I think it's a very mamish, like an ideal sugi to introduce ourselves to Yerushalmi. So, you want Yerushalmi, or you're just going to listen? Okay. It's in the Yerushalmi. It's all one big Mishnah. It's in Halacha Aleph, Okay. Halacha Aleph, and somewhere there you should have Reb Meir Omer.
Yeah.
Sure. Reb David, on your Gemara, it should be on the right side, four lines up in the bottom, three lines up in the bottom.
Right side.
If you didn't change, if you have it, right. If you have it on the page, I opened it too. No.
Here. Okay. I come back to Mishnah.
No, not in the Mishnah.
We have turned it back. Not to the Mishnah.
It's in your Gemara, it's Nundalit on the base.
Okay.
Three lines up from the bottom. Amal Hamid Meir.
Okay.
Are you okay there?
Amal Hamid Meir.
Amal Hamid Meir. It's somewhere in the Gemara.
That's why he just went out.
So, first of all, just a couple of general statements before we start. Yerushalmi is very different than Bavli, just in terms of ambiguity. Meaning, as we're going to go through the sugya, please don't look at Mefarshim and challenge me from them, because what you have to do with Yerushalmi is either you decide on what Mefarsh you're going with, which is very hard to do. Like in the Bavli, you have a luxury of Rashi. Rashi sometimes is a Shver Rashi, but Bigadol, you want to learn Pashat to Gemara. There's such a thing as learning Gemara Rashi. When you're learning Yerushalmi, if you stick with one particular Mefarsh, the truth is in Zerayim, you're better off. But if we're talking in a general way, you will run into problems. There's just going to be things that are just inexplicable. It gets very complicated. In Zerayim, you're actually better off because you have much more, there's a bigger collection of real venerable Mefarshim. Rashi or Leo, you could call that learning Gemara Rashi if you just stick with him, if you stick with the Gra. And what they told us in art school, Mar Alfulda also, you don't have these Mefarshim in a lot of the rest of Shas. What they told us in art school was kind of like with a wink that, we had the official Mefarshim we went with, but they said, you know what, at the end of the day, we go through Chaim Kanievsky. You couldn't make that the official Mefarsh you're going with. Reb Chaim saw it all, and he put together a synthesis, and he put together a mahalath that works in every sugya. But you're always going to run into dead ends. And it's very, very different than Bavli, also in the sense that in Bavli, everybody knows that machlokes rishonim, machlokes mefarshim abound. Nevertheless, there's a certain sense of security in knowing this is a kasha, this is a teretz, this is a raya, this is a dchiyah. In Yerushalmi, it's not like that. You don't know where the kasha ends, where the teretz begins. But I'm talking seriously. Very often, you're working with one mefarish, the Gemara is finished, its kasha is moving into the teretz, and the other mefarish, it's still in the kasha. You know, in one mefarish, the Gemara is bringing you right, and the other mefarish was beginning with sugya. All the mefarishim are struggling to explain the line, and the girl comes along and turns around the girsa. So it's very ambiguous. And either you really work out time to mamish put together a solid. When we worked on Yerushalmi, this is what we had to do: mamish to work with all the different mefarshim, what the problems with each one, and try to put something together that works. Which was often the Chaim Kanievsky, and in this one, and always the other one, you have the Chaim Kanievsky put it on the side, like a Rabbeinu Hanan. See that you have it there, but but otherwise, you have to suffice with certain more of a generality, and probably you can strive to nail in every last point, right? With Rashi, different. Sometimes in Yerushalmi, you just have to suffice with a certain, this is what the sugya is saying in a general way, and without really, you just might have to make do without really working out all the details exactly. But let's see.
So that black Rashi Kamiyaski Yerushalmi is this in the
column? Yeah. Yeah. And Imamish, Reb Chaim Kanievsky did a big, especially Teras Chesar. They were talking on Shabbos about the Chesar aspect of Teras. Reb Chaim Kanievsky's Perush on Yerushalmi is one such example of especially making it approachable if you don't want to sit down and Imamish turn it into a full-time project.
How many years ago did he put it up?
Well, some things are still being put out now, but it's been out for years, many, many years. And it's a shiur on the mice. I don't think he actually sat down and wrote it. I think that his sons-in-law put it together for the shiur. Okay.
It's amazing that someone alive today is going to be this serious about in the future.
When you actually learn of Chaim Kanievsky's Sfarim, it's mind-boggling that someone like that is alive today. It's true. When you learn Yerushalmi, you know, it's like when you learn Yerushalmi, you're not shocked if a Mefarish says, Chaim Kanievsky is telling you that a statement like this only appears three times in Yerushalmi, or never appears, things like that. It's true. And you're learning, when you learn his Sfarim, it's like mind-boggling that you have someone like
and
that.
And he's not doing a search.
What's that?
He's not doing a search.
Exactly. You know the story that they say about him, which I don't know if it's true or not, but it brings out the point. And one time they asked him how many times it says the word Moshe in the Torah. You know the story? And he thought for a moment and he said, I don't know what the number was. Let's call it 500. Okay? And then they came back to him and they told him that computer search brings up 502. He was off by two. So he thought for a moment and then he said, one is called Baal Mashe Yodoy. It talks about Shemitah's Ksofim. And the other is, right? So I don't know if the story is true or not, but his mamish it applies. I don't say these stories about me and you. It's mamish characteristic of. But okay, let's see. So let's see this. Let's see this sugya. What does Rav Meir respond? The Chachamim come with a very straightforward taina. How can you say that the damim of these products are more chamor? The product itself has no beer because it never gets used up and the dumming does. So Omar Lehen Rabbi Meir. So Meir says, Machmir ani bedamim mina ikar. Yes, I am more machmir about the dumming than about the product itself. Why? Shah Shemen shel shviz madlikim boy. He says, you agree with me that we find such things. What, for example? Oil, we discussed at length, that olive oil of Shviz, you're allowed to light with, right? And also Vio Yishava, it's the Shimush, you're allowed to light with it. Mecholoi, if you then sold it, so now the money has Kedusha Shviz, right? Velokach by Shemen. And then you bought oil with that money. Now the oil is Kedusha Shviz, right? Eimad Likimboi. You can't light with that oil. Why? Because we have a chumrah. Once you exchanged it for money, we don't allow you, we only allow you the shimushim of Kedusha Shviz that are across the board. Because when you have the oil itself, you know that you're allowed to light with oil. We say that people won't come to get confused and think that it's not Kedusha Shviz. Right? But once you changed it from money, now things can start going in all kinds of directions. So you always say, once it's money, we only allow the very narrow uses of Kedusha Shviz, the things that you can do with any item pretty much. You can eat it, you can drink it, but that's basically it. So here, what are we seeing? That the damim are treated more chamor than the original product. But we're bringing out even more than that. Then you go ahead and buy with the money oil. You can't light the oil. It's coming mikayach, olive oil that you were able to light. You can't light this oil because now it's exchanged for money. The money had a din. You can't be lighting you can't buy something to light with the money, right? You can't buy something to light with the money. So the money doesn't have the heter of lighting. If you then buy oil with it, you don't have the heter of lighting either. So look, Rav Meir says, it's not so far out what I said. That's right. The exchanges, the damim, are more chamor than the original. So now listen to this. Rabbi Imi b'shem Rabbi Yech. Rabbi Imi says in the name of Rabbi Yech. Hichlif shemen b'shemen. If you traded Kedusha Shviz oil for Kedusha Shviz oil, for whatever reason, me and my neighbor wanted to trade oils. Shem asurin. Now, you're not allowed to light with either of them. Right? As long as I had mine, he had his. You're allowed to light with them. You traded them, you're not allowed to light with either of them. Why? Because now each one has a din of Dmei Shviz. You traded it for Shemitah oil, right? Now each one has a din of Dmei Shviz, not just Shemen Shviz. And all of a sudden, it's more chamer. You're not a little light with either one.
Well, so what happened again? Each Reuven has Shemen and Shvius. Shimon has Shemen and Shvius. And what they do?
They traded.
They just traded the Shvius. So nothing got, nothing happened.
I purchased your Shemitah oil with my Shemitah oil.
The Kedusha didn't go from one to the other.
It did.
They both had Kedusha ready.
What's that? They both had Kedusha ready, but now they also become Tamei Shvius. They're not just Shvius products. Now they have a new status.
So what he's saying is, they're also Tamei Shvius. I'll give you this safer for that safer. Like, there are two items that switch. Like, why are we talking about Tamei Shvius?
Because the Baal is switched, right? I made a deal, Lemaisa, in Dine Kinyonim. This was a switch for that.
If Reuven would have just given his Shemen to Shimon, what would it be?
And then Shimon would have given him a gift of his oil. Yeah. They'd both be allowed to light with it. Right?
The fact that there was a Maso Matan, a Mecher, that made it Demeshvius.
That's right. Because each one now is the Domim of the other one. Right? In Dine Chashimish, but we understand that well, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's a trade, right? So, Ketzad hu oise. What can you do to be able to light with these oils again? Rabbi Chizkiya b'shem Rabbi Yirmiyah. So Rabbi Chizkiya says in the name of Rabbi Yirmiyah, Machni klif shnehem b'shel chulin. You have your Shemitah oil that you got from me. I have my Shemitah oil. Now we're both stuck. We can't light with this oil, right? You can only eat it or drink it, right? So you go and switch it for meat. I'll go and switch it for meat. And now we've solved the problem. Because we know that Demei Shviz goes away once you trade it for something, right? You trade it. Now the Kedusha Shviz goes on the meat. There's no problem that
it
can't
work. It's the original.
What's that? Ah, so it goes back to the din of an original Demei Shviz.
Original
Demei Shviz I can light with, right? Only original Shviz I can light with. Right. Demei Shviz I can't light with.
Right.
Once I trade it for something else, it loses its din Demei Shviz, and it reverts to being only Kedusha Shviz. As only original, pristine Kedusha Shviz, I'm allowed to light with it. Right? Okay? Everybody's okay with this? If not, please speak up.
How does he make that switch?
Huh? If I... Now, this Shemen has a din of Demei Shviz. If I switch Demei Shviz for something else, the Kedusha of the Demei Shviz goes on to that next item and departs from the exchange. Remember the rule. That when the rule of Demei Shviz is the original always retains its Kedusha, and the din of Demei Shviz is chal on whatever it's exchanged for last. If you traded oil for money, the money becomes Kadosh. You then buy meat with the meat becomes Kadosh, and the money becomes Chulin. The original oil stays Kadosh. The meat is now Kadosh, the money is Chulin. You exchange the meat for apples. The meat is chulin, the apples are kaddish. So here, you want to bring this oil back to a state of regular kedusha shviyas oil, right? You want to get rid of its status of demei shviyas. So what do? I switch it for meat. The demei shviyas then goes on to the meat. This oil is left with its status of original kedusha shviyas. Original kedusha shviyas I can light with, right? Okay. So now, Ichlif Yayim B'Shem, we're really bringing, just continuing to bring out the same point. If you trade wine for oil, Kimodat Oma, Yayin Ein Sochin Oisei, just as you can't smear wine, that's not a legitimate Shemitah use for wine, right? The Kavasei Shemen, a Madlikim. Okay, so obviously there is a Girsa change here. You have to either do Sachin by both or Madlikim by both. Whatever the case is, we're bringing out the point that if you traded Kedusha Shviyas wine for oil, the oil now gets a din of Demei Shviyas, but it now has to be treated with the Kedusha of wine. It has to be treated with the rules of wine. Wine, you're not allowed to smear or light. You can only eat it or drink it. So this oil now has the Chumrah of wine. It can only be used for eating or drinking. There are also certain trees where the leaves have a din bir because they get eaten and end up, they get used up throughout the season. Okay? Whereas the branches don't, even though they also can be eaten, but they're not going to get used up throughout the season, so there's no din bir. So you have the same plant, the branches, the stalks, have no din bir. The leaves have a din bir. Kimode temar alim yesh lehem bir. Now, if you switched leaves for stalks, just like the leaves have a din bir, they come to say lulavim yesh lehem bir. So also the stalks will now have a din bir. So it's really all the same principle, that when you make a switch, you're always going to have the chumrah, even if it's two Kedusha Shvi'is items, you're always going to have the chumrah of whatever you exchanged it for. Okay? Now, we continue on, and here we're introducing some new halachas, derech agav, which we'll spend more time on later. Ichlif oichle adam be'oichle behim. He said human food and animal food both have Kedusha Shvi'is, right? But they each have different limitations. So if you traded human food for animal food, remember we learned that food you cannot use to make into medicines, right? Animal food you could. Animal food you could. That's a din we're going to learn later, that even though you can make the same tain, it's not shavah l'kol nefesh, etc. Nevertheless, it's actually considered upgrading it. Taking animal food and making it into human medicine is considered an upgrade. We learn from Sukkim that you're allowed to do that. But you cannot make medicine out of human food. So if you trade animal food for human food, just like the human food you're not allowed to make medicine out of, so now this animal food also, you got the same limitation. You're not allowed to make medicine out of the animal food. Okay. So that is really just bringing out this principle, right? Again, there's one basic principle throughout this sugya, and that is that if you exchange item A for item B is going to have all the chumras of item A. Even if in its own right, it shouldn't have those chumras. Exchange, right? Wine for oil. The oil is going to have the chumras of wine. You're not allowed to smear it. You're not allowed to light it because you're limited to the chumras of the wine. So now, here's Mamish, a classic example. V'hatninan. Some of the Mefarshim say that this is a riot to what we just said. Some of the Mefarshim say that it's a kasha on what we just said. Okay? And we'll go with the Gra, who learns that it's a kasha on what we just said. We just talked about trading human food for animal food. Right? Are you allowed to do that? Are you allowed to take human food and trade it for animal food? When we're talking about Kedusha Shvi'is? Matnina, we have a braisa that says, Moichlin oichle adam ve'oichle behema, likach mem oichle adam. You can sell human food or animal food that has Kedusha Shvi'is in order to buy human food. In the case of human food, you're keeping it at the same level. In the case of animal food, you're actually upgrading it, right? You're converting, so to speak, animal food into human food. But you're not allowed to exchange animal food for other animal food. You're not allowed to do. And certainly, you're not allowed to exchange human food for animal food. Okay? So the question is, how could we talk earlier about exchanging human food for animal food? And we see that you're not allowed to exchange human food for animal food. That's considered a downgrade. It's considered hefsid. That's the idea here. It's considered hefsid. To exchange human food for animal food is considered hefsid toward the human food. You're downgrading it. We'll learn. The heps doesn't necessarily mean complete elimination. It also means compromising its quality. So the Gemara says, the Gemara answers, Adok nivta de yalka. We're talking about a case where the human food was some vegetable, maskin lo de igra, v'yavsham in gamma, and it got dried out by itself. And now it's already not really fit for human food. It's still fit for animal food. Now you're really allowed to treat it for animal food, but it still retains the chumrah of human food until it's completely not fit to be eaten. Okay, let's repeat that. We're asking, how could you have said earlier in the Gemara that you traded human food for animal food? You're not allowed to do that, as we see in this brisa. And the answer is that we're talking about human food that got dried up, wilted, whatever it is. It's not fit for human consumption anymore. It's only fit for animal consumption, so you're allowed to trade it for animal. But nevertheless, it didn't lose the chumras of human food until it completely becomes not fit for consumption anymore. So that's why we still have that thing as nagia. You can trade it for animal food. Yeah, you can do, because it already got compromised. It already wilted or dried up, whatever it is. But we still have the din relevant that animal food you only be able to use according to the guidelines of human food, because it still has all of its chumrah as long as it's still fit for consumption in any way. So basically, this sugya is just illustrating for us Lamaisa the answer of Rav Meir in our Mishnah, introduced to us a lot of halachas here that are actually Lamaisa. Everything that we saw here in the sugya is actually Lamaisa, meaning if you go and exchange Kedusha Shvi'is things for other things, they will get the chumrah of the original product. They'll get the chumrah of the original product. And we saw that it can become more chumrah.
Kind of like tumura.
What's that? Kind of like tumura, right? I hear. Right. And Rav Meir wanted to take that a step further and said that you see that we have gzeiris when it comes to damim, right? We have gzeiris when it comes to damim, and therefore we also have this gzeirah too. That if you exchange something that has no beer for damim, the damim have a din beer. Chacham disagree with this, and they say no. If you're exchanging things for other items that have strictures, so the exchange gets the restrictions of the original item, even though lemais is appropriate for other things, right? You changed wine for oil, so the oil gets the chumras of wine, even though essentially the oil is fit for, it really wouldn't be a steer to smear it or to light fires with it, right? But no, you can't do that, because you're limiting it to the chumras of the wine. But you're taking it a step further of that. You're saying that we have an original product that simply has no beer, and we're going to impose on the damim more than the original product itself. Not just that we're giving it the chumras of the original product. We're going further, and we're saying, well, let's give damim a general chumrah, that you have to be machmir with it according to the different chumras relevant to different things. You have to give it a din beer. That they say no. And therefore they say no. If lamaisa, the item that you exchange for this money has no din bior, then there's no din bior on the money either. Okay, fine. So we've seen a sugya in Yerushalmi, but now I just want to tie up what we saw in the Mishnah with one last point. And that is that Rav Meir said that the damim have a din bior, and you have to get rid of them by Rosh Hashanah. Where did Rosh Hashanah come in? Why Rosh Hashanah? Everything goes by its own respective zmanbiyo. So some say, Rosh Sirilio says this, and also Tesis Samida says that apparently, while each particular type of produce is specific to its own kind, meaning this type of produce gets finished Hanukkah time, so zmanbiyo is Hanukkah time, etc., damim, we make a general rule for damim. We make an across the board rule for damim. We can't have people keeping track of you have your envelope, right? You spoke about your Dmei Shvi'is envelope the other week. Now you're gonna have to keep 10 envelopes. You have Dmei wine, Dmei oil, Dmei grapes, Dmei everything, in order to know each one has a different zman biur. So therefore, Rash Sirilio and Tosfos Samida understand that no. What we see in this Mishnah is that when it comes to damim, people are extrapolating from Rav Meir to the Chachamim. Rav Meir is cluing us into the fact that damim have their own status. Gamim on the Sabar on Rosh Hashanah.
Rosh Hashanah
Shminis.
Not if something comes up earlier, in other words, you might have a year and a half.
What's that?
So there's a fruit that.
No, Rosh Hashanah of the end of Shmita, meaning the beginning of Shminis.
But you mean that the oranges aren't ready until after.
The oranges aren't Nisba'er until later.
I can't go ahead and take an orange. They don't exist. But the orange that's chonet in Shminis is not going to be picked until Hanukkah.
It's only going to be picked in Hanukkah of Shminis. So how are the dumb going to work with that?
Okay, maybe again, Rosh Hashanah.
The next Rosh Hashanah, I hear. I don't know. I hear. Maybe in a Hanami, maybe the next Rosh Hashanah. I hear. Right. So that's how the Maisa, these Mefarshim understand. They extrapolate that from a Meir. But the Rambam doesn't paskin that way. He says no, that Dmei Shviis remain subject to the Zman Biur of whatever you purchased with it. Obviously understanding that no, this is a special din of something that is coming from a product that has no beer. The Shitas are Meir, that a product that has no beer. You have to be Mevar, we have to find a time. Now, we have to find a time, so we give a Rosh Hashanah. Makes sense, right? But it's not a Raya that Dmei Shviis from something that has distinct Zman beer, Dmei Shviis of wine. There's no reason why not to give it the Zman beer of wine. So Maisa, this remains a Machloikis. This remains a Machloikis Rishonim of Dmei Shviis. Is there a master date? All Dmei Shviis is a Misbar on Rosh Hashanah? Or do we say that no, Dmei Shviis retains the Zman Bior of whatever you exchanged it for, whatever its original exchange was? Okay, we'll stop here. Next Mishnah, Be'ezus Hashem, is Mamish really going to be packed with a lot of very relevant issues.
Okay. What's the list of the board? I sent out a email to the executive board to get